First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio, your home for totally free personal and business checking in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, Mountain View, and of course online at gofirstbank.com. That is gofirstbank.com. Heading into our next interview segment, and the BYU Cougars rolling this year. And of course, we have the play-by-play voice of BYU football, many other sports on the air, Greg Wrubell, joining us today. Greg, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing very, very well. What a week.
Yeah, Greg, we appreciate you taking a few minutes and speaking with us this morning. We had a conversation with a few of your cohorts in the summer about the big question marks at quarterback this summer in the BYU quarterback room. And now here we are in November, and Jake Retzlaff has just been lighting it up, playing great and making great decisions. Your thoughts on how you've seen that all play out?
Well, you know, he looks like a guy that's played a full season of college football at this point. And that's really the takeaway, I think. He went through growing pains, right? He started the last four games of last year. It was a tough year for BYU the way it ended. By the time he took over the starter's role, things were going a little bit sideways. Injuries had piled up. It got difficult. The schedule got tougher. But he was a gamer. He grinded it out, had chances to beat both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Neither game worked out that way. But he showed the ingredients that can make a really good starter at the FBS and Power Conference level. And they did bring in some competition in the offseason as kind of a safety net and to push Jake and Gary Bohannon. BYU's not needed to use Gary yet, fortunately. Jake's been healthy the whole way. That's great news. But Gary, I think, also pushed Jake to be better. So I think those two factors alone, the fact that he had four tough games to grow from, the fact that he's now had 12 games as a starter, the fact that he had some competition, then you add to the fact that he brought back so many of his talented teammates from last year at wide receiver and running back and tight end. Good offensive line this year. Caleb Etienne's been a revelation after a tough year last year. So many things have worked out to help Jake, but Jake's helped himself more than anybody. He's been outstanding.
Well, you look at the season that they've had, and you mentioned the play that Jake has done this year, and you mentioned some of the pieces around him. Who else has impressed you maybe the most, maybe a surprise player or two that you weren't quite ready for but has really stepped up?
Well, he didn't even begin the season as a starter, and he was only an injury replacement. But offensive lineman Bruce Mitchell has really helped keep this thing going. Bruce has been a starter at both right guard and center as an injury replacement for both of those positions. And he was a defensive lineman last year. So Bruce Mitchell coming over from D-line to O-line and then having to replace first a good right guard and then take over for Connor Pay. Connor Pay is an outstanding center. And when they lost Connor Pay, that was a potential big blow to this team. And, you know, you miss Connor Pay. There's no doubt. He's so good. You don't not feel the absence. But the way Bruce has played has made it so that Connor Pay going out due to injury hasn't really led to a significant drop-off on this team. And Connor deserves credit for this, too, because he's been coaching, along with the actual coaches, these guys as much as anybody. And so hopefully BYU gets Connor back sooner than later. But the ability to fill in for a player like him and kind of not miss a beat has been huge. And then although he was a known commodity in a lot of ways, the fact that LJ Martin's back and running healthy is huge for this team right now. He's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games. And I think if BYU is going to have success in Salt Lake City on Saturday, it's going to be on the shoulders of the run game.
The initial college football playoff rankings coming out just recently, and obviously BYU right in there. Number 9 in the poll, but number 4 seed because they're leading the Big 12. A lot of discussion online among BYU faithful feeling like maybe they're not getting quite the respect they deserve, that maybe some teams in front of them in terms of some of those rankings. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the committee kind of missed with BYU. You take a look at all the metrics, who they've beaten, and the fact they've beaten two teams in your own CFP rankings you put out and sitting at 9, it's not a great first ranking. But the seeding is only a projection, of course. The only bracket and seeds will come out on the final selection day. But the rankings are a good indicator of how the committee thinks. And that's the troublesome thing, is that the Big 12 clearly is not getting a lot of respect. Kansas State's at 17, KK State's at 19, and Iowa State's at 17. And these are the next best teams in the Big 12 right now. And BYU's sitting at 9, back of Indiana, who's really not beaten anybody. And a Miami team that arguably hasn't had the wins BYU's had, and Miami's sitting up at four. So the rankings do matter in that they tell you how the committee thinks. And if that's how they think, then BYU's got some work to do. And that means not just kind of winning games, but now I think style points come into play. They've talked about how Indiana's winning games, and they've talked about the, quote, offensive prowess of Miami. They're wanting to be impressed. And so they don't want you to beat UCF 37-24. They want you to beat UCF 48-20. They don't want you to beat Oklahoma State 38-35. They want you to win that game, you know, 38-17. They're looking for that now. And so, yeah, the most important thing for BYU is win games. Keep winning however that happens, whether it's 7-6 or otherwise. But if you have a chance to put it on somebody, you better put it on somebody. That's what I get, that's what I take from the first rankings, is that style points do matter. And they want to see you not just beating teams badly if you can. But I want to go back to the fact that, BYU's done all it's been asked to do. And that SMU win on the road should hold more water. The K-State win should hold a little more water. The only rankings that matter, right, are the final ones. But it shows that there's some work to do to keep impressing people. And this may just be what BYU needs, you know. They've been the chip-on-the-shoulder team all season. And this is another chip to carry. Clearly, the committee is not sold on BYU yet. So go show them what you can do.
With all that said, that even just adds more fire to the game this Saturday. I mean, obviously, BYU and Utah back in a conference game. If that wasn't enough fuel, you look at how the seasons have transpired for both teams and the various expectations for both teams coming into the seasons and how things have gone. And now with BYU in the driver's seat here to try and make a statement, they have a chance to do so against the Utah Utes. What's your overall thoughts on that game?
Well, you know, this is one of the few years where BYU goes into the game as the better team. I don't think there's any argument at this point that BYU is the better team this year. They're favored on the road at Utah. That doesn't happen a lot. But, you know, if you've been around the rivalry as you know, for any amount of time, you'll know that what you think is going to happen is rarely what happens exactly that way. You know, you go back over the last 23 meetings, 19 have been single-digit margins. That's a remarkable number when you consider that in a lot of those years, one team's been demonstrably better than the other. So 19 single-digit games in 23 seasons, 18 of them are one-score games. So you just never know with this thing. And again, I know BYU would be happy to win this thing 6-3, 7-6 on Saturday, however it happens. But this looks to be a year where Utah's not necessarily the team looks to be able to keep pace if this thing were to get, you know, to go back and forth. Now, the one thing Utah has going for it is what it always has going for it, which is an excellent defense. They're you know, they're the best scoring defense, one of the best scoring defenses and total defense teams in the Big 12. BYU, meantime, kind of clicking up these 30 and 40 point games week in and week out. If they get to 30 and 40 against this Utah team, then BYU just solidifies its reputation. It could be a lower scoring game because of how good Utah's defense is. The question is, can Utah's offense keep pace with a really good BYU attack? Because to this point, Utah has been struggling mightily to score points. They just have not been a good scoring team. Since they scored 38 at Utah State, their point totals are 22, 10, 19, 7, and 14. So if you're under 24, you're probably not going to win the game. And in those five games, they're 1-4, including a four-game losing streak.
When you've been around this rivalry a long time, and when you consider the electricity that generally happens between these two teams, the fact that they're back in the same conference in a power conference, do you feel like that adds a little extra sauce to it this year? Or is that kind of been brushed off maybe what it could have been because expectations have changed a bit?
No, I think 100% it does. It's great to be back in a league with a rival again. The games matter more. Now, in this instance, it may not matter as much. Utah is out of the running for a conference championship. BYU means much more to BYU than Utah, clearly, this week does. Utah's just trying to get bowl eligible at this point and find a quarterback they can count on. BYU has much loftier aspirations in mind, and Utah's just the next step, you know, on that path. So BYU's looking to take care of business and move on. Utah's looking to kind of resurrect its season. So the game means different things to those teams that way. But the fact that these are conference games, I think, just brings so much more significance to the rivalry. I'm glad that it does mean that again, because I think it's the way it's supposed to be between these two teams.
Greg Wrubell, play-by-play voice of BYU football and basketball and many other sports. Greg, thank you so much for your time. A lot of Cougar Blue fans on the western side of Wyoming, so we appreciate you taking time with us today.
Great to be with you, as always. Always happy to come on, and I hope we have an enjoyable weekend of rivalry football, and of course, basketball is a fun team to watch right now, too. So if you're in your Cougar Nation, a lot of things to like right now. Thank you.
Greg Wrubell, play-by-play voice of BYU. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SBI Radio.